Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Howdy, 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 and welcome to Hour 2 of the Producer Power Hour. I'm Kyle Owen, joined by Trey Campbell, Tate Gustafson, and Drew Salazar, pushing all the right buttons for us. Great job over there. And got a message from boy T3 Monahans, one of Jeff's favorite X guys. We don't say X around here. I'm just kidding. Twitter guys. T3 Monahans, what did he have to say?
Yeah, so T3 Monahan shot me a DM. Shout out to T3 Monahan. He said, "Usually I'm talking to my doctor about magenta balls. However, I did like the changes to the derby." So
he enjoys the magenta balls,
yeah.
whether in the home run derby or outside of the home run derby?
He said he's talking to his doctor.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think he enjoys it at all. I don't think anybody...
That's probably...
Wouldn't that mean you're getting just kicked repeatedly and it's swelling?
Could mean a lot of different things.
The balls were actually magenta, right?
Yes. It's a T-Mobile ad. They're magenta plan or whatever.
Yeah.
They were a magenta colored, had the T-Mobile logo on it and stuff like that.
You guys have T-Mobile?
I don't have T-Mobile.
I have Verizon.
Yeah. Same.
I got AT&T.
AT&T, baby.
Text in and tell us what cellular.
I like to hold my phone by the window so then I can get my signal.
Exactly.
I don't like regular Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like 5G.
That's great. Good stuff.
It really warps my brain.
All right. Numbers 512-834-1027, 512-834-1027. It is National Mac and Cheese Day. I mentioned this before we went to the last break. How do you overlook the melty, gooey creation that is American favorite in many family gatherings? Just a quick and easy snack. So... what most people don't know is how we got mac and cheese. So mac and cheese actually was created in Europe around the 14th century in Italy. Eventually, it made its way to like royal banquets in England and France, gaining popularity in the 1700s. But it didn't actually make its way across the pond until almost 1800. So what happened, the reason why it came to the United States, Thomas Jefferson, he was in Paris as a diplomat, and he got introduced to mac and cheese, and, well, he fell in love with it. Who wouldn't fall in love with mac and cheese? So he brought back a pasta-making machine to Monticello in Virginia, right outside of Charlottesville, and crates of Parmesan cheese so that he can begin to make mac and cheese. He actually had his chef go train in Paris to make mac and cheese. And eventually he started making this macaroni pie in state dinners in the White House in the early 1800s. So originally the United States mac and cheese was considered a luxury. As you can tell, you had to, you know, hand make everything, import the cheese from Italy and all that. So it wasn't really popularized until actually during the Great Depression. So Kraft was able to process cheese, and when they industrialized that during the Great Depression, they were able to make boxes at 19 cents a box. It was a great, cheap, and plentiful way to get protein and carbs. And in its first year on the shelves from Kraft, they sold 8 million, or I think it was 9 million boxes. And ever since then, the rest is history. So Mac and Cheese Day, man.
Yeah, I love mac and cheese. Do you think that the Italians that created mac and cheese, they would like easy mac?
No, they probably would.
I think they would
right
love
out
it.
Into your face.
I think they would love it. If I'm being honest with you, if you cook easy mac just the right way at like 3 a.m. when you're hanging
tired.
Out, yeah, it's perfect.
I think in their minds, we perverted every single Italian dish that they ever imported: pizza, mac and cheese, literally everything.
Yeah.
I feel like they just kind of hate us at this point.
That's fair.
I think you guys are, I don't know. I feel like y'all might be mistaken on this one.
I'm assuming you like
it,
Trey. I
think that the Italians of the 18th century or the 1700s would say, you know what? We've really come a long way, because back in the day it took like a whole day to make this stuff, and now you can make it in like 3 minutes. So
Trey, is Easy Mac your favorite way to eat mac and cheese?
Yeah, I think so. Think I like to get some Easy Mac usually late at night. I'll make, that was one of the first things I learned how to make as a kid.
That's fair.
I like putting just enough water in there to where it's crunchy. You know, that's okay. You can't go
the
wrong.
Shells
with
are crunchy.
Yeah, I like the shells to be crunchy.
No.
Not al dente enough.
You can't go wrong with some good Easy Mac.
Well, you've kind of proved my point, and everybody likes mac and cheese in their own way. So personally, for me, I like a creamy, like cheesy, soupy kind of mac and cheese. Like, I'm not much of a like. I don't like how hard it gets sometimes when it's baked. So, like, personally, I like it more of like a pasta style rather than like a casserole style.
I don't mind it hard, you know.
And I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I like adding, you know, some like Cajun spices in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, some Tony Satcheries.
Yeah, Tony Satcheries, definitely. One of my favorite meals is the shells and cheese with Tony's, and then, you know, if you want to add something to make it like a bigger, like a main dish or something, I always like to put in, you know, like chicken or pan fried sausage or even like crawfish and stuff like that. And so it's pretty good.
What about hot dog? You don't like throwing hot dog?
I've never done hot dogs.
That's a bit too weird.
Weird?
I thought that was like a
normal struggle meal. You get your pasta and your cheese and some protein.
I mean, I've definitely heard of Italians just died when you just said
we just lost the Italian contingent. I thought that was like a normal thing that everyone did.
One of my best friends, he loves hot dogs and his breakfast tacos. So that every time, like, whenever you said that, that's the first thing that came to mind is like hot dogs and breakfast tacos. But hot dogs and mac and cheese, I mean, I guess it's similar to my sausage and mac and cheese. So, like, I can see it being pretty good. It just never really crossed my mind.
Those hot dogs aren't touching my Kraft Easy Mac.
That's fair.
Shout out to Kraft Easy Mac. They're great.
I got to say, best mac and cheese I've had is not homemade mac and cheese. It's not anything like that. It's not Kraft. It's Tumble 22 mac and cheese.
Ooh. Tumble 22 is really good.
Yeah. Good answer.
Insanely,
you know who
good.
Else has really good mac and cheese? Firehouse Subs. They just came out with it recently. It is one of the most delicious things I've ever had in my life.
Describe the your joy for Firehouse Sub mac and cheese. What's it like? What's it like eating some?
So just looking at it, my mouth begins to water. So there's that, just because I know how it tastes. But, like, I don't know. It has that perfect, like, layer of like baked cheese on top. But, like, once you get into it, it's just such like a rich and creamy, like, incredible cheese. I don't know how to explain it. The noodles are perfect. Like, everything just like it has, like, if you like pull it out of like the bowl, if you pull it out slowly, like, it has the cheese pool within mac and cheese.
No,
like,
that's
the mac
great.
And cheese has the cheese pool. Like, that's how you know it's good stuff. It is so good.
That sounds delightful.
No, it is actually insane. If y'all haven't tried it, it's really good.
Do you guys like the mac and cheese that's in the shape of the cartoon character?
Yes.
Honestly, underrated. Super underrated.
Okay, but which cartoon character, though?
SpongeBob. I only got the SpongeBob one.
That was the right answer. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
I don't know. I feel kind of weird eating those now. I feel like I'm not supposed to be eating this because it's for a kid.
Whatever. Honestly,
this is like America. You think people care about,
I think, those
SpongeBob mac and cheese?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like they would get kind of mad at me if they saw, or they would judge me. That's how I feel about goldfish. You know,
they don't know that you don't have a kid at home or something. You could be bringing it home to your kid.
Yeah, but I feel like they would try and find out.
Nah.
What's an adult pasta then? What's your pasta preference then?
I like chicken Alfredo.
No, like the shape.
The shape.
Oh,
since it can't be Patrick Star,
it's just got to be a regular bow tie. Or what's the other one? The
macaroni
is jumbo shells.
Jumbo shells.
I just worry. I really miss eating those cartoon shaped macaroni and cheese.
Nobody's stopping you. You can eat them.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to judge me if they see.
I have no problem doing it. That's probably my like nostalgic favorite type of mac and cheese is like I just whip up a bowl of SpongeBob mac and cheese and just eat the whole thing.
Do you put that in the microwave?
No, you make it on the stove.
Oh, okay.
We do have a texter who mentions a good honorable mention, and that is Luby's mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Luby's. Okay.
Luby's yes. is great. Underrated spot with the youth.
I haven't been to Luby's in a long, long time.
No, but Luby's sells a big mac and cheese tray at the Costco.
Oh. Right.
We've had that for Thanksgiving and Christmas the past like 2 or 3 years. He's on one.
That's Luby's bread.
My grandmother used to work at a Luby's.
Mm-hmm. Did she really?
Yes, and she would bring back Luby's food all the time whenever I would like stay with her or whatever. Mac and cheese.
Did she like working
hits
there?
Even when you work it, when you heat in the microwave. Of course, Luby's is a
Does she
great
ever
want to?
Did she miss it? Working at Luby's?
I don't think so now. She's 93, so I think she's just trying to watch TV.
That's definitely fair.
She could keep working. Yeah. It's America.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. I haven't really thought about that. But, man, Luby's mac and cheese. I haven't been to Luby's in many, many, many years.
Yeah, one
many
time moons. I went to Luby's, and there was a bug in my stroganoff. Ooh. So that really kind of messed up my Luby's experience.
I could imagine so. But you mentioned y'all do the Luby's one for your family holidays and stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
We like to do honey-baked ham. Have you ever,
Same.
Like, the honey-baked ham mac and cheese is really good. Always solid.
Our dinners sound very,
Bob
very
Evans
similar.
Has good macaroni.
Oh, yeah, Bob Evans is pretty good, too.
Who is Bob Evans?
I don't know. Is he like the Betty Crocker of mac and cheese?
I guess. Yeah, I guess he's the guy version of that, of Betty Crocker.
Yeah. I bet he would be really
excited
with you.
Gotta get married, him and Betty Crocker, Bob Evans.
Bob Evans, Betty Crocker, and maybe Paula Deen.
Oh, this is, are you making it a thruple now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird. I'm against that.
Now, let me give you a versus round, okay? Would you rather eat, I know this is mac and cheese day, this is probably a little bit sacrilege, but would you rather eat chicken Alfredo or mac and cheese?
Chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo.
That's not even a question.
That's really fair, though.
I think y'all are tweaking.
Yeah.
I think this is not.
Mac and cheese is
mac
more of
cheese
a side
is a
dish.
Side.
Yeah,
and chicken Alfredo is an entree.
Mac and cheese, you can put like chicken in it.
Well,
you
sure,
can put broccoli in it.
You can put hot dogs.
You can make a casserole out of your mac and cheese. Chicken Alfredo.
I mean, okay,
what do you,
so
I mean,
technically,
you could swap the chicken for turkey.
I mean, to be completely honest, Alfredo is basically just chicken, or like Alfredo is basically just a white cheese.
Yeah, chicken Alfredo is macaroni that went to college.
Well, it's not macaroni. Bro. It's fettuccine noodles in a white cheese rather than
yeah, but it grew up
than an orange,
you know,
cheese.
That's,
yeah, than an orange,
a fried orange cheese.
The macaroni noodles grew up and turned into Alfredo and went to college.
They're both cheese based pastas. So
I don't know. To me, mac and cheese has more complexity to it. A good mac and cheese always beats out.
What do you mean more complexity?
I don't know. I just think you can have the breadcrumbs in it. You can have all.
You can have all that stuff of the Alfredo too.
In your verses, I imagine just straight mac and cheese or fettuccine Alfredo with chicken. So I can add stuff to the mac and cheese because then that's a little
different. You can add things to the Alfredo.
No, that's it. If you're adding anything, what are you adding?
Maybe some shrimp. You can have
shrimp
chicken combo
shrimp.
Platter.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's too much.
You could add some parmesan.
I like adding broccoli to my fettuccine.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
You
good,
can add
but,
plenty of things.
You can add all that stuff to mac and cheese as well. I mean,
at a base, I like the fettuccine a little better.
I'm with Tate.
Than the bright yellow cheese. But
yeah. I mean, mac and cheese holds a special place in my heart. Like, I don't think there'll ever be a time in my life where I just won't enjoy mac and cheese. So,
is there a National Fettuccine Alfredo Day? Because if not, then
I don't know. That's a good look that up, Tate. Pull that up, Drew. Look that up.
Some more honorable mentions from our text line. You can reach us at 512-834-1027. We got a couple mentions. We got Pluckers mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, that
okay.
one's good.
The fried mac and cheese.
I yeah, like
fried
Pluckers.
Fried mac from
fried
Pluckers.
Mac.
I like to,
solid.
Go, I like to get the chicken from there, though.
It's not
the
really
chicken's
a mac
really
and
good,
cheese.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a fusion with like
yeah.
a Twinkie.
I like the is it strawberry sauce or something that comes with it? I think that's so good. Great pairing. I don't know. That's just me, though.
Anytime I always go to Pluckers, I always feel like I'm going to pass out from all the food. I always want to go to sleep right at the restaurant.
It is only fried food.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
literally.
It's too much.
Speaking of fried food, do y'all like mac and cheese balls? Is when they deep fry mac and cheese? And
yeah, those
it.
Are good.
They have to be done right, I mean, at the end of the day.
Yeah, it has to be done right.
Yeah. It's good stuff,
with anything,
though.
I guess.
What about Popeye's mac and cheese?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not as good as their red beans and rice.
You know who's terrible mac and cheese? Church's chicken.
Yeah, ooh, well, Church's terrible. Church's only has one good thing, and that's biscuits.
Well, they're biscuits, and they're chicken. I like their spicy chicken. Their spicy chicken's pretty
good. Their chicken is much too wet.
Much too wet. Okay, interesting.
Too moist for
Trey,
me.
Trey, I looked it up. There is a National Chicken Alfredo Day.
When is it? February 7th. Oh,
so
we missed it.
But
we'll be back. We're going to do another show on February 7th. We're going to make sure.
Can you bring us all chicken Alfredo so we can try
it? Yeah, we'll
try our own style. And we can try each
other. Well, we're going to have a chicken Alfredo potluck. Bring some to the station if you want, anybody who's listening.
So anyways, mac and cheese is the greatest dish ever invented.
You think so?
I disagree.
Ever invented? The greatest
dish
ever?
It's up there. It's definitely a top 10. It's definitely, you know, if we're talking basketball players, I think it's the Shaq of dishes.
I think it's the Scottie Pippen. It's the best assist guy.
Yeah, how are you going to... It's got to be the Magic Johnson or maybe the Rajon Rondo of... dishes.
Yeah,
they always get assists. Or the James Harden.
Yeah. Do you do mac and cheese with your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
I think it has to be done. It has to be there. If it's not,
yeah, you go to jail if you do.
Do you not?
Someone mentioned chutney. I don't know.
Anybody been to chutney?
Chutney, I don't know what.
Is that a
Look that,
is that
up,
a country?
Tate.
Is that a country?
Yeah, I think they're playing in the World Cup in 2030.
Chutney is a type of food. What is it, Tate?
I'm looking. It's a condiment associated with cuisines of Indian subcontinent. So it looks like a sauce.
Interesting.
Put that on your mac and cheese,
like,
why not?
Is he saying putting chutney in your mac and cheese? Because then I think we're doing a little too much.
Because, I mean, it just needs to be cheese. Cheese and seasoning and maybe some bread and stuff like that, and that's about it. I don't know. But anyways, great suggestions from the texters. Thanks, guys. That's... obviously one of the greatest foods of all time. So excited we got to talk about National Mac and Cheese Day. Gave you a little bit of history for it. So if y'all have any more suggestions for mac and cheese, be sure to text in 512-834-1027. We're going to go ahead, take a quick break, but we'll be right back after these.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Alrighty, back to the Producer Power Hour. I'm Kyle Owen, along with Trey Campbell, Tate Gustafson, and
Hello.
Drew Salazar.
Hello.
So we just went through National Mac and Cheese Day. Great suggestions from our texters, 512-834-1027. We're going to ask for your help on this one, too. Summer of movies. We're in the dog days of summer. MLB All-Star break's already upon us. There's only three matches left in the World Cup. The Hall of Fame game is 22 days away for the NFL.
Ooh, that's great.
But the season doesn't officially begin until September 9th with a Super Bowl rematch between New England and Seattle at Lumen. That game is 57 days away. And then college football, we've got 46 days from the kickoff in Dublin, Ireland.
That's the big
against
one.
Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels and Sonny Dykes' TCU Horned Frogs. So 46 days out from college football, 57 from NFL official football, about 22 days away until preseason for the NFL. So, since it is the dog days of summer, we're going to talk about our summer of movies. So just kind of going to go around and some of the favorite movies that we've had so far. When sports aren't going on, of course, we like to always put on a good movie. So for me, I've actually watched it twice in the past 3 days now, was Sheep Detective. I absolutely love the movie. It's really good. It feels like a Knives Out movie, but honestly a little harder to solve than some of the Knives Out movies, in my opinion. And it's a really like feel good movie, world of emotions. My fiance cried during it. I pretty much almost did too. And then, it's also just, you know, happy, sad, just up and down type of movie. It's overall just, I think, a really solid movie and good humor.
I remember seeing the trailer for that, and I thought it looked god awful. And then I heard a lot of people saying it was really good, and I was really surprised by it.
Is that movie where that sheep is like a fighting crime? What's that? What's it about?
So not fighting crime. So I don't want to spoil too much, but so basically, like I said, it's kind of like a Knives Out movie where like it's a whodunit mystery. And you kind of have all your suspects in one room at the beginning of the movie, and then you know you find all the clues, and at the very end it's figured out. So it's one of those types of movies, but there's also you know side stories and stuff like that really can tug on your emotions. I really enjoyed it. If y'all haven't seen it yet, I recommend it fully.
I have not, but I saw the trailer and I thought it looked pretty bad.
I think
but
it's on Amazon Prime. Right
yeah,
now.
It's on Prime.
Good to know.
So.
I saw Obsession and Backrooms.
Is Obsession that movie where that lady is addicted to drugs and
no she's
not
addicted to him.
A man. No.
A man.
Okay. I thought that was that movie on HBO where that lady was addicted to doing pills and stuff.
Oh, no.
That's a different thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know what
yeah,
you're
I have no idea
about.
What you're talking about.
It's like there's they're in so high school. And,
Euphoria?
Yeah,
are you talking about Euphoria?
I'm thinking of a different.
Okay. No, completely different. Completely different.
No, I did see Euphoria. It was whatever. But it's been a great summer for horror movies. Low budget
horror
at that.
Horror movies?
Yeah.
You said horror movies?
Horror movies.
Right. Horror movies.
Horror movies. Scary movies. The ones that make you go, but yeah, they're bringing these young directors that haven't been doing much. They get their start on the internet, which I think is really cool. And they give them a decent budget, and they've been making blockbuster hits, I'd say. I can't even tell you how much money Obsession made, but it had $500,000.
It's the most profitable movie of all time.
That's the most profitable, even above Avatar.
Well, like, Avatar
was very expensive to make.
A lot of money.
Okay, never mind.
Like with the amount, and they were really well made. I like them a lot. I'm excited to see the future of hopefully these big corporations start giving smaller directors a chance to make some cool stuff, because obviously the populi want to see it.
Yeah,
it's really good. I don't know if they were my favorite though. My favorite movie this summer was The Invite. But I'm going to let Drew talk about that, because we talked about it this morning and we both really liked
it. I saw The Invite last night with my girlfriend and we absolutely loved it. The theater was in an uproar about how funny it was. It's directed by Olivia Wilde, who's mainly known to be an actress, but it also stars her, Seth Rogen, Penelope Cruz, and Edward Norton. It's basically about these two couples who are neighbors in this apartment complex, and they have this impromptu dinner session to sort of party invite. And it kind of goes a little bit crazy. I don't want to spoil.
So it's kind of like Game Night?
I guess a little bit. But I don't want to spoil like what it entails for them. But it gets really funny. There's a sequence involving a Sade song, which I thought was hilarious.
She's great. I love Sade.
But I went in knowing nothing. I just heard it was a really good comedy. And I thought it would be a cool date movie for me and my girlfriend.
Are you guys big Seth Rogen fans?
Yeah.
He dissed one of my friends the other day, so I'm kind of mad at him.
Well, he's really good in The Invite. I'm always surprised that he can act. I'm not surprised.
He's the highlight
forget.
Of The Invite. He is yes. really funny. I'm
liked
not a big
him
Seth
in,
Rogen guy.
I liked him in, what's that movie where he's has to live next to those kids? And,
Neighbors?
Yeah, that Neighbors. One. Actually, I hated that movie. I take it back. That movie sucked.
Okay. But yeah, so you really like that movie, Drew?
I loved it. It's probably my favorite movie of the year, besides like you know, Backrooms is pretty good. But I think The Invite
didn't that start from a Reddit post?
Backrooms?
Yeah, it was an online.
Oh, it was like a Facebook group?
YouTube, I think,
oh,
right?
Okay.
It was like a sort of a post that was sent on like Reddit or something like that, and then it went to YouTube. And
I heard they played that Lost song that everybody'd been looking for at the end. I think a lot of people were excited about that.
I'm not too well-versed in the Backrooms. I've just seen the movie, but the movie alone was pretty eerie, and I think it puts off a good
The Invite, I think, would hit. I'm not married. Obviously, I'm pretty young for that, but I think a lot of married couples would.
No, it's a good comedy. It's a good drama, though, too.
Maybe I should take my wife to go.
Nice. Yeah, all right. So, speaking of movies to see, we talked about some of our favorite movies already this year, but some of the ones that are coming out soon, The Odyssey, Spider-Man, Which ones are y'all forward to the most to seeing?
It's a lot of Tom Holland this summer.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Tom Holland summer.
Definitely the Odyssey.
That guy really takes over the, he's in everything now, right?
I don't know. I think he was Spider-Man and then...
Isn't he dating that woman who was on that TV show where she was addicted to drugs?
Zendaya.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he's dating Zendaya, who's in Euphoria. Yes.
Yeah, that show.
My heart is saying Odyssey, but I know like the money will go to Spider-Man.
Yeah, definitely. I think Spider-Man is definitely the movie of the summer for us.
Spider-Man's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Quit your whimpering.
Go home.
That's cool.
I'm just a neighbor.
Friendly neighbor.
Spider-Man, brand new day.
Just give me a sec.
I'm not in high school anymore.
You ready?
Just interested to see how...
What was that?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I heard something in the background.
So we're all looking forward to Spider-Man, so that should be fun.
So is this like the beginning of his adult life now? Or
yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. They did the first three, like the new Tom Holland Spider-Man trilogy, and now this is, I guess, just the next one.
Yeah, so he's an adult in the movie. So is he going to have to like pay his taxes and stuff the challenges of adulthood?
I don't know how deep
film?
The movie's going to get into that, but
it's going to be a lot of fun, though.
But we got a mock draft coming up for y'all in the next segment. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. If y'all have any movie suggestions that y'all have seen this summer, texture-wise, please let us know so we can take a look at them. But 512-834-1027, 512-834-1027. We'll be right back after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Alrighty, y'all. We are back for the final segment of the Producer Power Hour. I'm Kyle Owen, joined with Trey Campbell, Tate Gustafson.
You got it.
And Drew Salazar. So I mentioned it a couple times already. We're going to do a mock draft of our favorite summertime activities. So the way this is going to work, we're going to do 3 to 5 rounds, depending on how long we have. We're going to start with Trey. We're going to go around. It'll be Trey.
We need some draft music.
Trey, Drew, Tate, and then me. And then we're going to snake, so it'll be me again. Tate, Drew, Trey, and then back and forth once again, so for each round. So
so once we pick something, the rest of us can't do it for the rest of the summer.
And anybody has suggestions, go ahead, text those in, 512-834-1027.
Yes, help me cheat. 512-834-1027.
So Trey, your pick number one in the 2026 Summertime Activities Draft, go.
Well, this is a great summer pastime that I've had with my family. That was a great time around the 4th of July to go out and just go and shoot some cans.
Shooting cans.
I enjoy shooting
That's
cans.
That's a good one.
What a start.
And tires and other various forms of rubbish.
Nice. That's a very fun. That's actually underrated, really fun activity.
Yeah, everybody'd been waiting. They've been manufacturing the parts to the 3D printed guns we're going to use, and now they're finally ready, so it's time to
I wouldn't have thought about that
guns.
For my
All
first
right,
pick,
so
but.
Tate or Trey 101 goes with shooting things. All right, Drew, your turn.
I guess I'm sort of the movie fan. I mean, Tate's a pretty big movie fan, but I'm the movie fan of this group today. So I say just Going to the movies.
Yeah.
Going to the movies is my favorite.
Going to the movies.
I love going to the movies.
It's a good way to get out of the sun, right?
Yeah, it just gets way too hot in Texas. It's a dry heat. It's like a brutal, like cumbersome heat. And sometimes you've got to get an AC'd building with some nice visuals. And
all the Blockbusters
music.
Come out, too. There's a bunch of good stuff to see during the summer. We just talked about it.
Take your kids there. Get some overpriced popcorn. A just lovely time.
All right. So with pick number two, Drew goes to the movies.
My turn.
Tate.
All right. I'm glad I was able to snag this as my number one. I would have been mad if I didn't get it. Mine's going to be Floating the River.
There you go.
I love Floating the River during the summer. I usually go in April just because I can't wait.
What's your favorite river to float?
I've just float the San Marcos River.
San Marcos River.
It's a classic. It's easy too. And you get a discount if you're a student. So
nice.
Love that. I just love sitting in the sun and some water, and you're just there for 3 hours and there's nothing to do but drink and talk to your friends. Yeah. And you can bring as many people as you want. It's a river. They fit. So
that's
number one easy float in the river pick.
Always a good time. I've never had a bad time on the river. Actually, I take that back. I lost my phone on the river one time. Mm. I pulled it out of my bag to text my mom, and then next thing I know, I like look at my watch and it says has a little icon with the red phone with the line through it, and I'm like, oh, where's my phone? Somebody looks at my location. Well, it was about a mile back in the river somewhere. So,
oh, you lost it in the water?
Yeah, completely
gone.
Did
it work?
No, I didn't go back and get it.
Why did you go back and get it?
It was a mile downstream. I wasn't gonna swim upstream for a mile.
Yeah, you could have went back and got it.
No. All right. Well, so anyways, besides that, I've always had a really good time floating the river. Drew, do you ever float in the river?
I don't believe I have.
Really? No.
It's a good time. Oh. You should definitely try it sometime.
No, I've been on I don't want to say because it might be drafted, but I've done some water activities before.
Okay. Oh, you have?
All right.
Yeah.
Trey, have you ever floated the river?
Yeah, one time I floated the river and I was really drunk. I was so drunk that
that's the point.
I crashed over the rocks and I didn't even feel anything. I think that was in San Marcos. At nice. Texas Tubes. You ever been there, Kyle?
Yeah, I think that's where I usually go.
That's
Texas,
what I was
Texas
talking
State
about.
Tubes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Texas
did you
Tubes,
go down where the rocks are?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a, what is it? A shotgun?
Shotgun
Island. Island?
Yeah,
shotgun
I
Island.
Went down those rocks. Yeah. I had about five Modelos, and I went down those rocks, and it didn't even hurt me.
Nice. You'd hate to see Trey five Modelos deep crashing down the river. I don't know.
How do you think the fish felt when you puked in that river?
I didn't puke at all. All right, I don't ever throw up. Because I'm drinking on an empty stomach, you know?
All right, so pick three, Tate went with Floating the River. So that brings it to pick number four. For me, my favorite summertime activity is grilling out by the pool with the boys. Nothing better. Open up a cold one, grill up some meats, have a good time.
Fair enough.
Loud music.
Not with the girls.
I mean, they can be there if they want.
They can, but Kyle would prefer it's a boys-only trip.
No, I mean, it's just the way that I wrote it down.
He wants to talk sports. He doesn't want to talk about obsession for
now,
the 15th time, right?
When you're grilling with the boys exclusively, are you at the pool or are you in a backyard?
Usually at the pool. We're all kind of hanging out. I mean, it just kind of depends on wherever the grill is. I mean, it doesn't really matter where I'm grilling, I guess. It's just,
I feel like that adds to the vibe, though.
Yeah, the atmosphere of being grilling and just having a good time with the boys or the girls, it don't matter.
Yeah, you gotta have the girls there too.
So it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
What
so.
Do you put on your grill? What's going on that grill for your
so
lunch?
I usually throw on a bunch of hot dogs because everybody likes hot dogs. Everybody's gonna eat hot dogs. So I start out with a bunch of hot dogs. And then, you know.
You already lost Jeff with that. He's not going. He's
well, that's
going
fair.
To the
Jeff
fair.
Wasn't coming to begin with, right?
That's probably true. And then, you know, you can't go wrong with, you know, with some steak, some chicken, some sausage. And then since those things take a little longer, those hot dogs can hold everybody over until all the main stuff is done. And then once it's done, you just got to grub.
Do you ever put macaroni on the grill?
I have never put macaroni on the grill, but I've done like the HEB quesos, like the brisket quesos. I've done those, put those on the grill.
It's really good. Yeah. Macaroni on the grill.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So pick number four for me. That is the end of the first round. Pick number four, it was grilling out with the boys.
So you get pick number one of the...
So yes.
Is that why you made yourself last? Because you could...
I just went with... Seems I convenient. Went with left is law first. So
you just
actually,
looked at the table?
To be on the turn, this could be a curse too, because, you know, the first three people who go could say really good.
You better not take mine.
I thought he was going to say float in the river. I thought I was going to steal that from
so...
Him.
Grilling out with the boys was the fourth pick of the first round. So I have the first pick of the second round, and this one is probably going to be going to Round Rock Express baseball games.
Ooh.
I love the ballpark.
Oh, it's
probably
Deldamond?
At the Deldamond. Yes, I think the baseball diamond, the ballpark, is by far the best vibes you can get in the summer. Like you can just you go. It doesn't even matter if you're paying attention to the game or not. You just hear a pop of the bat. You can turn and cheer and whatever. But as long as you're hanging out with friends and just being at the baseball at a park in general. Just a great time, and I could never complain being at a baseball game.
Does the Deldamond have a train?
No, they do not have a train.
I could have swore they had a train.
I think they used to have a train like playscape thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's gone now. They built a new clubhouse for the visiting team.
You'd expect
team.
With them being the Round Rock Express.
I mean, they have a train that goes across the front of the stadium, like the actual train.
That's important to have.
All right, so pick number one in the second round that I had was going to Round Rock Express games. So, Tate, you're up next.
That was a good one. I think I'm going to stick with the water theme, mainly because I'm trying to take Drew's. I think I know what he's going to say. My second pick is going to the water park, specifically Schlitterbahn.
Careful.
Is my choice. I went a couple weekends ago, and it was busy, busy, busy.
Do you guys like riding the tram from the parks?
No, I do not.
I hate that.
What I hate more is waiting in the line for the tram. Because waiting in lines is...
It's
just part of it, but waiting in line to get into a nasty bus is not my favorite.
Yeah, and those buses are always disgusting. These kids are
always gonna pick one side of the park and stay there for the whole
time. Well, I bought the season pass or whatever because
so you can just go whenever you want.
I can go whenever I want, and also
Moneybags Tate
over here. Six Flags just bought Schlitterbahn, so. I get both of them.
So you get both.
Yeah. Schlitterbahn's during the summer, Six Flags during the fall because it is too hot.
I'm sure Six Flags will do great things for
me specifically.
And I'm sure Six Flags, they're a real managing, great management over there at Six Flags.
I don't know, but Schlitterbahn and any old water park, honestly, is my number two.
I went to Schlitterbahn recently, and one thing about those buses is that a lot of people, you expect at a public water park like that, a lot of people wear sandals or water shoes or whatever. They just go with their dogs out. Like, it's just kind of gross.
And then they get on the bus,
and they got, like the old people with, like, their hairy toes.
Oh, you're talking about your feet. Okay.
Yeah, it gets a little gross.
I'm not going to wear water shoes.
You can wear, like, Crocs or something.
No, I'm not doing it. Dogs out, as Drew said, or whatever.
I agree with Trey on this one. I don't...
What?
You are tripping.
Nah, I couldn't... I don't like wearing shoes if I'm going to be in or around a body of water.
I don't like wearing shoes, period.
I already feel a little bit like unsafe because I think of like the little kids next to me and now they're going to like pee in the
They're going to pee on the bus. They're going to pee on my feet.
Yeah, what difference is it going to make? You're going in the river. It's already 95% urine.
I don't know.
That's
no.
Fine.
Y'all are out of pocket.
Alrighty. So Tate's second pick of the second round, going to the water park, aka Schlitterbahn. Drew, you're up next.
Now, I want to ask a question. Is any, like, pool-related activities taken from that?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, I would just say going to your community swimming pool.
I love going to the Marble Davis pool. They have a nice fountain at the Mabel Davis pool. Everybody hit that place up. We're going to have a pool party. Everybody come to the 1027 ESPN pool party at Mabel Davis.
Some of my fondest memories were at my community swimming pool.
Definitely the same.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Just going there, hanging out with the family, getting a little pixie stick, you know. Ooh. Eating one of those.
They don't have
concessions. You're like jumping on the diving board?
Yeah.
Diving boards.
My community swimming pool had like a big slide on it.
Did it really?
Yeah, it had a big slide. So
that's
I used
cool.
to go down that slide a lot.
Nice.
So
was this in Houston?
This was in Houston, yeah. So a lot of fond memories of the local
swimming pool. I never liked going down the pool because back then I was kind of a chubby kid, so I always wore my shirt. So if they had slides, they always made me take my shirt off, and I felt really bad. Mm. They made me feel insecure, and I didn't. But now I don't care anymore.
You taking your shirt off?
That would have kept me from swimming when I was a kid. But you know, I don't care anymore. You know?
I was the same way. I didn't like. I had to wear a shirt when I was swimming.
I'm
too.
Sure Tate
I don't know why.
Didn't. Tate's over here, Mr. Swedish. Muscular guy. Me and Drew and Kyle.
So y'all are wearing shirts but no shoes?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I always went under the guise, like, I'm wearing this shirt because I don't want to get sunburnt, but it was because I felt bad.
That's fair.
About my body.
All right, Trey, you're next.
All right, let's keep it water-themed. I like getting on an inner tube and putting it behind a boat and riding
nice.
The boat.
Oh, that was a good one.
You ever been on an inner tube and you're going really fast and the inner tube goes in the air and you fall down and it hurts? And
it's always a good time.
I love inner tubing. I wish I had a boat, but I don't have a boat.
You ever wakeboard?
No, I was never good enough at that. I don't think I have the coordination to do it.
That's fair.
But I love inner tubing. That's just the best.
Being pulled by a boat by anything is fun.
Yeah, you go to the Houston Ship Channel. You can hit some waves off those barges and get some sick air, bruh.
Nice.
You can get some sick air.
Radical.
So being pulled behind a boat in an inner tube, that was the final one of the second round, and we're back to Trey for the first pick.
Oh,
the
third round.
Pick? Turn. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say my favorite summer activity is going road tripping to Daytona International Speedway.
Okay.
To watch the... they don't do it in the summer anymore, but as a kid, that was my favorite. Me and my dad always went to the Coke Zero 400.
Very nice.
So going to NASCAR races.
It's always a good
feeling you're going to put NASCAR.
Yeah, I love NASCAR. That's my email. All right,
so first pick of the third round, NASCAR for Trey. Drew, you're next.
So along with the movies, another thing I love to do that's a little bit indoors-based, I love going to an arcade.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
I have that on my list.
That's a good answer.
Arcade.
It's like we're playing Family Feud.
Yeah, you go to pinballs, or you go to Cidercade. It's a great time. You know,
can't go wrong with Cidercade.
Did you know Cidercade used to be Joe's Crab Shack?
Yes.
I did not.
Me and my Aunt Carol went to that Joe's Crab Shack a long time ago, and I felt the energy of my Aunt Carol when I went back to Cidercade.
Well, they still have the deck, and so you go out there, you're like, this feels out of place.
That's exactly where we went. Yeah, I was like, this is just
reminds
me
of remains
of
a different time.
I only remember the one in Round Rock.
Cidercade can get a little too packed for my taste.
Rowdy Cowboy now.
If you go at a good time, it's pretty good.
Shout out to Rowdy Cowboy, by the way.
You gotta go on a weekday, otherwise it's a nightmare.
Yeah, definitely. And at least it's 21 up at the end of the night, so you don't have to deal with little kids running around.
Yeah, the games usually work sometimes, but sometimes the games are broken. So it kind of
happens.
So arcade, pick number two of the third round. Tate, you're next.
Well, you stole my inside activity. Oh, but that's okay. I'm going to go with, I like going to the park, but I like having a game to play. So I'm going to say disc golf.
Disc golf.
Going on a disc golf.
Very nice.
Trek. And there's some really cool courses in Mueller and Austin in general. Yeah. It's just a fun way to hang out in the park and just walk around. Get some exercise, honestly.
Super casual, too.
You ever hit a hole-in-one in disc golf?
No, I'm very bad.
What's the nomenclature for disc golf if you get a hole-in-one? Is it just hole-in-one?
I think so. Yep. It's golf.
They're technically holes. Yeah.
Okay. I would figure it'd be basket or caged in one.
Yeah. Caged. Something I like caged in one. But I'm going to say that one just because I like walking around the park.
You ought to start a disc golf podcast, Tate.
I don't. I say this.
The,
I'm not
caged in nine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. But yeah. So disc golf for you. That's your pick for the third round.
I like disc
Alrighty.
Golf.
Alrighty. Back to me. I've got to say, shooting fireworks on or around 4th of July.
I don't know how anybody hadn't taken this.
I love fireworks. Fireworks are awesome. They've always been one of my favorite things.
You're definitely the most American out of all of us.
Yeah, Kyle, you're definitely
most patriotic.
Yeah, you're a real American.
Real American. All right. But yeah, no, I love 4th of July. It's probably one of my favorite holidays.
Mine
it's
too.
Always been a good time for my family to all get together and with friends and just, you know, grill out, do fireworks and just have a good time. So 4th of July, popping fireworks on or near the 4th of July. That is my third round pick. So we're going to wrap it back around to me.
Last round.
And this one for me is go to the beach.
That's a good answer.
Totally forgot about that.
All missed it.
See, I'm thinking
we don't have a beach around here.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, yeah, but
I guess you can go to Galveston. Yeah, you can go wherever.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like the ocean water. I hate it, actually. But I love being on the beach, just like the vibes in general, you know, kind of just hanging out, reading a book, feeding the seagulls, just chilling out with the fam, whatever. Like, I enjoy just being on the beach, the sounds, the smells, the everything about the beach, except for the water itself. That I do not like. So, but other than that,
I like everything, but the water is the only thing I like about the beach.
That's fair.
I don't like the sand. It gets in my car. It's just it's too much, but yeah. The water's cool. I that's what I like the most.
All right, so round number four, pick one for me, was the beach. Now, Tate, up to you again.
I'm running out of stuff. Y'all are taking stuff off my list. I'm going to go back to the water because it's too hot here in Texas anything else.
Fair enough.
For the summer, I'm going to say paddleboarding.
That's nice. A good one.
Solid
on Lady Bird Lake is pretty fun, especially during the sunset. It's very pretty. I would not get in the water. but you can paddleboard over to Barton Springs and chill out on the free side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put that. I like
it. Paddleboarding on Lady
Thinking
Bird.
About Austin stuff, and that's a classic for
always
sure.
Always a good one. All righty, that one's pick number two of round four, paddleboarding. Go, here we go, Drew.
All right, I'm going to say just getting ice cream.
Nice.
Ice cream. That's
ice cream. You cannot go wrong with getting ice cream.
That's not as good an answer as the last ones.
I mean, hey, it still works out, though. So ice cream, pick number three of the fourth round, the final pick of the night. We've got Trey with the fourth and final pick of the fourth round.
I like riding my four-wheeler.
Nice.
That's my favorite thing, riding my four-wheeler.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, I'm just going to say riding my four-wheeler.
All right, man. Well, that's all of our mock draft for the day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Producer Power Hour. Had a great time with you guys, and hopefully we get to do this again soon.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Thanks for listening again. We'll be back tomorrow with Ed Clements.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.